brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, December 4th, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. I want to illustrate today that ClimateGate is a great victory against the globalists. It is the centerpiece to their global government taxation regulation program. The system of shutting off resources to world populations to bankrupt the general population so we're dependent on government. And whereas at the international level we're having great victories against the Copenhagen agenda, Australia had the votes a week ago to pass massive carbon taxing legislation over every facet of Australians' lives. That was soundly defeated, and much of the government has now resigned. The parliament is in the final stages of collapsing. But still, in Australia, Canada, England, Europe, the United States, many areas of Latin America, China, they are still implementing at the local level and the regional level, the state level, massive, absolutely massive carbon taxes and environmental taxes that have nothing to do with the environment. So I want to go over this today. Also, we're seeing some deceptive job numbers. They're claiming it's gone from 10.2 down to 10, when all of the private institutions out there, even CNBC's own number, 17.5. So when you see headlines like, oh, jobless numbers so good, it's almost unbelievable, because it is unbelievable. It's a fraud. It's a lie. The good news is the people are waking up to the real government, the illegitimate shadow banking government. Rasmussen polls, just 21% favor Bernanke's reappointment as Fed chairman. He's been massively grilled. That's coming up in the next segment. We're going to break it all down today. And we're also going to open the phones up. We're going to open the phones up for the full 4 hours to talk about any news item, any issue, anything happening in your area, ClimateGate, what's happening to the dollar, the expansion of the war by Obama massively. Here's the toll-free number to join us. You're going to need it. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. In fact, I'm going to come back after this quick break and just take calls until the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to do a news blitz on ClimateGate, BankingGate, and so much more, and cover all the latest developments on ClimateGate, and then cover how they're still moving forward, though. Yes, we're having victories, but they're moving forward at the local, state, and regional level, not just in the United States, but across the planet. The toll-free number to join us again on air is 1-800-259-9231. I know a lot of people email me and write me letters saying, I've tried to call in for years, I can't ever get in. What you do is, as soon as you hear a caller hang up, as soon as I let a caller go, start dialing, we're going to get you on air. 1-800-259-9231. Also, there are more mainstream media reports of military checkpoints and warrantless police checkpoints going on all over the country. We're being eased in to a form of martial law. So we also want to get your reports on that. More and more YouTube videos popping up every few days of different listeners of this show predominantly who are driving through their towns all over the country and running into military checkpoints with National Guard, regular Army, Marine Corps. This is a huge story we've been tracking for 14 years, and it's really beginning to come to a head. The quiet behind the scenes militarization of police and their integration with regular military. It is all coming up today, 1-800-259-9231. Ron Paul is going to be on with us next week. I want to just tell you that. We're going to have Lord Monckton on for at least one report, perhaps two or three reports. Jesse Ventura is going to pop back in about his show being the highest rated ever on True TV. Big victory there. So much is coming up today. This is the GCN Radio Network. Stay with us.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored calves come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
The tour that we are about to take is designed to promote awareness of the challenges that we face from climate change and the kind of things that we can do together to overcome those challenges. In California, we are already seeing the signs of a change in climate. Average temperatures in our state rose nearly 2 degrees, and if greenhouse gas emissions are not substantially reduced, scientists tell us that temperatures in California could rise an additional 7 degrees during this century. Perhaps one of the greatest risks from climate change is a less reliable water supply. The Californians have long struggled with water shortages, and those shortages are expected to get worse as temperatures rise and as we lose our precious Sierra snowpack. Projections shown here indicate that if global warming continues unabated, the spring snowpack in the Sierra Nevada will virtually disappear by the end of the century. This would pose extreme challenges to water managers, hamper hydropower generation, and nearly eliminate skiing, snowboarding, and other recreational activities. Now, another area of concern for California is our 1,100 miles of scenic coastline. Our coast, home to over 25 million people, is vulnerable to a range of natural hazards, including storms, high tides, and rising sea levels. By investing in green technology, we can create a new economic foundation for the 21st century that is built on clean fuel, clean energy, and clean cars. Now, one terrific example is, for instance, the car company called Tesla Motors. Tesla manufactures cars that are 100% electric. They produce zero greenhouse gases. And did I mention, they can go from 0 to 60 in 3.9 seconds. I'm proud that because of California's aggressive environmental policies, Tesla is manufacturing their cars and creating their great jobs right here in California. In fact, a wave of green innovation is washing over our state. We are proving that it is possible to protect both the environment and the economy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 4th day of December, 2009. Wide open phones, the latest on ClimateGate. The battle to remove Private Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. It's all coming up today on our once-a-week visit with Bob Chapman on the economy. Now, I just played that Schwarzenegger clip, and later I'm going to play a bunch of audio and video clips here on air dealing with ClimateGate. But I did just want to start the second segment of the show with that clip because it's all lies. I have a Daily Mail article here out of Canada. Arnold Schwarzenegger unveils dramatic climate change map, which shows flooded San Francisco of the future. It shows Alcatraz and Treasure Island being completely underwater. Water would have to raise over 40 feet for that to happen. This is the equivalent of telling children that the boogeyman is going to sneak into their rooms at night and chop their heads off if they don't do what their parents tell them. This is just complete and total fraud. The official United Nations IPCC fraud, their numbers coming from the East Anglia Weather Center, that was their main group they colluded with, say that sea levels will rise by a foot in the next three decades, and that's been proven to be a fraud. Not 30 feet, not 40 feet, like Schwarzenegger saying. John P. Holdren got grilled a few days ago in Congress, the White House science czar, saying that sea levels would rise 13 to 14 feet. And the senator pulled out the UN's own report saying 1 foot. It's all lies. And Schwarzenegger talks about clean energy, fun cars. You know, that's the candy coating to make it sound reasonable. No, this is the government dictatorially outside of the legislature, the executive in California saying, we're banning TVs over 40 inches. We're putting taxes on all the rest. They announced that 3 weeks ago. Just said, I'm just ordering the energy agency in California to do this. You see, real profits are in artificial scarcity, in artificial monopolies and cartels. Schwarzenegger, I was no fan of Governor Gray Davis, and you live, you learn. And I got fooled, what was it, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, back during that recall, because he was an anti-gun guy. He wanted to ban guns outright. He was a big government pimp. And so I got behind some of the state senators that were trying to recall him. They then stepped aside, and Schwarzenegger was inserted in, riding on the wave of indignation and anger against the state for charging billions of dollars a week, in some cases, more for energy than what it really costs for electricity. Now, it turned out Gray Davis was actually fighting that. That's why they did the recall. Gray Davis was a bad guy, but he was right in blaming Enron. It later came out Enron, who ran the system through the government, was defrauding people and saying there wasn't enough power, and double, triple, quadruple, and even some cases higher, some cases 10 times what electricity was really costing. They were just claiming that that was the cost because they controlled the mercantile exchange system in California. And so they just robbed everybody. And it came out in internal memos that Enron would turn the power off a few minutes or even an hour or longer every day to create the perception that there was no power so people would accept higher prices for power. Schwarzenegger then ran for governor against Enron, and it turned out that he'd been in secret meetings a year before the scam started with Enron head and other energy heads preparing the whole recall, the entire scam. That came out in the news. but just buried in the articles. And so now the government is just going to run this scam on a wider scale. Arnold Alos Schwarzenegger is an un-American piece of filth and trash and a degenerate criminal, period. He is worse than Al Gore. Al Gore is trying to set up the global scam and wants the carbon credits to be paid to him, and he's getting a lot of the, quote, green funding money for startup companies that he owns, runs, or controls. And that's bad. But Schwarzenegger, in control of the seventh largest economy in the world, by itself, it's the seventh largest economy in the world, is literally raping the people. And to have him sit up there with maps of San Francisco underwater is a fraud of biblical proportions. It is a lie that sea levels are going to rise a foot. It is a lie that they're going to rise 2 feet. It's a lie that they're going to rise 5 feet, 10 feet, 20 feet, 30 feet. This guy's saying over 30 feet. It is a complete and total fraud. And even if the earth did heat up, and even if sea levels did rise dramatically, that is because of the sun. But now that warming trend has been reversed for at least the last 9 years. And since 1961, the warming trend stabilized. It's now dropping. And we have the internal UN Climate Research Facility documents on this. So understand, yeah, we're having a big victory with ClimateGate documents and emails coming out. And yes, Al Gore's canceling a lot of his speaking engagements and trips to Copenhagen. And yes, they're in retreat on many fronts. But understand, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of climate taxes all over the nation, already in place, and we need to start routing them out because they're based on this fraud. They already put a lot of their criminality in place before we were able to turn this around, and we're just now starting to turn it around. But it's like a battleship. You may turn the wheel, but it takes a long time to get it to begin really turning. And it's still basically plowing right into us. In other ClimateGate news, we're going to detail in more detail later. Climate Investigator is member of vehemently pro-man-made global warming organization. So the people they're hiring in England, the people they're hiring in the U.S., the people they're hiring in Australia to investigate ClimateGate are people intimately involved in it. Kind of like they called the Waco investigation independent when Janet Reno and the Justice Department that carried out the attack of Waco on April 19th, 1993, ran the investigation themselves, or Bush appointing the two chairmen of the 9/11 Commission and calling it an independent investigation. No, it's not independent. It's all fraud. The sea levels aren't going to rise 40 feet or 11 feet or 14 feet. Polar bears aren't drowning. Polar bear numbers aren't down. It's a fraud that the United Nations is going to do an independent investigation, or the British government is going to do an independent investigation, because they're the governments that want this new system of feudalism, of Neo's feudal serfdom. They are the progenitors. They are the people that want it. And so these investigations are frauds and will be frauds. That's why Senator Boxer over the committee with Inhofe won't allow an investigation by that committee. She says, I may have an investigation of who stole the emails, turning it around backwards. Now it's clear it's a hoax, that these weren't even hacked emails. The police just said that. It was investigators inside, people that were working inside the university, that leaked it to the BBC and others. How do we know? The media's had to admit, well, yes, there were internal people working there that did contact us, but we didn't publish what they gave us. So then someone just put it on a public server at the university and let people know, because there have been FOIA requests that had been blocked criminally by the university heads in collusion with the government. That's in the emails. This is the people's data by law. It was by law is meant to be released, but it wasn't. All right, I'm already getting into this. It's just that the plot is thickening, and they are now turning on each other. Professor Piltdown Man, Professor Mann in Pennsylvania, is now turning against Mr. Jones, the head ringleader of the climate scam. It's all coming up. But first, your calls straight ahead. Kelly, Jeff, Scott, Ed. Eddie, James, and others. I'm going straight to your calls, and I'm giving each person 1 minute, no matter how good your info is, because I got to get to the next person. And we're going to break it all down today. Infowars.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
You hear that, all you control freak eugenicists that want to be able to micromanage everybody's lives under your climate tyranny? Who are brainwashing children in public schools and preschool, telling them that the penguins are dying and drowning, that there's no ice caps, that are telling people their homes are going to be underwater, that show them cartoons made for children of dogs drowning. Listen, you criminals, we're going to rout you out worldwide. We're going to expose you for the control freak frauds you are. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Kelly in Idaho, you're on the air.
Who's on the air? Me?
Yes, Kelly, go ahead.
Okay, sorry, I didn't hear you call my name. Hey, Alex, it's good talking with you. I am chairman of Idaho for the Independent American Party. Do you mind if I get a website or two out?
Yes, sir.
USIAP.org, homelandinsecurity.info, homelandinsecurity.info, USIAP.org. Hey, you know, my beginning to all this started with a guy in Austin, Texas, by the name of Alex Jones years ago, and I appreciate profusely what the stuff you do. But one thing, you know, studying the Founding Fathers and reading books and doing research myself, I feel strongly that they were advocates of public and private prayer. And if I do have a message from the founders for you today, this is your radio show. You know, I hear you every so often kind of rant and rave a little bit. This is your show. You don't like to be included with all the tangents and all those things. But Alex Jones, I believe, can, if he wants to, start and end this program every day with prayer. I believe you can do that. I believe it would be good for America.
Okay, I appreciate your call, Kelly. Let's talk to Jeff in Oregon. Jeff, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you and ask you a question on this. I viewed Michael Rupert's new film, the debut of it, Collapse, in Portland, Oregon last night. Have you heard of the film?
Yes, it's basically kind of a George Soros view that the Earth's resources are running out, global warming's real. I know Mike writes articles about how we've got to reduce the population. And it's basically the establishment's angle of they can't beat the conspiracy theorists, as we're known by the mainstream media, so join them. And it's all about how he predicted the banking crisis when anybody who could research what was happening, you know, Ron Paul predicted it 30 years ago, could understand that the fractional reserve banking system was going to do this to us. And it's basically kind of like a Al Gore-type movie. I haven't seen it, but I've seen the trailer and read the synopsis. And I know that it's made by the same guy that made a movie about the Yes Men. We know the Yes Men are funded by the Soros crowd. But, you know, Mike's written a lot of bad things about me and attacked me over the years. And after I stopped having him on the show, when he started getting into all this stuff, I think he's done good research on government drug dealing, the CIA narcotics trafficking. Yeah, I mean, this is what we can expect from folks. So I really don't have anything to say about it. I'm not going to be seeing it, and I'm not even really going to give it any attention on my show. But, I mean, you can give us your take on it if you'd like.
Well, my take on it was pretty much how you just broke it down. I mean, I never heard of Michael Rupert. He was there. I met him at the premiere. Seemed like a nice guy. And, yeah, he did do a lot of great things about exposing drug trafficking in the CIA. But I got the feeling that his movie was somewhere between Fall of the Republic and Michael Moore's documentary. In other words, yes, he agrees there's going to be a collapse. But I asked him, because he had a quick Q&A at the end of the film, and I asked him, you know, it just seems to me, Michael, that there's an elephant in the living room here, and that is you just delete the fact that there's a coordinated global elite that would not even allow us to have these resources if there were any resources for the shortages that you're suggesting.
Exactly. The globalists, in all their UN documents, Maurice Strong, all of them say, we want to shut their resources off. By design, we're going to tell people there are no resources. They openly fund the peak oil scam, the global warming scam, all of it. And they know they can't sell it to the public now from the establishment position. So now they come as the grassroots. Oh, there's a prophet letting you in on the inside. You know, our society is going to collapse. Yes, because the banks, by design, it's come out in McClatchy newspapers. They got the internal Goldman Sachs documents where they were betting secretly against housing while selling housing and telling people to get involved so they could consolidate power. They're shutting off our resources and telling us it's because there are no more resources when it's a complete and total fraud. So I appreciate your call. It's not going to work. Okay? I mean, anytime somebody hears them saying that the sea levels are going to rise by 10 to 40 feet. It's a complete lie. The UN themselves, with fraudulent numbers, says 1 foot.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Or corrupt police who are persecuting innocent people, CPS that are kidnapping people's children. I go after the government that is using illegitimate, fraudulently grabbed power outside of due process to abuse people. And so that's why you haven't really heard me get into reviews of films and books and, you know, materials by, you know, little guys who are kind of pushing the establishment agenda, but from our angle. Because we've got so many big fish to fry here, ladies and gentlemen. So much is going on and happening. If I just cover the basics of how the New World Order fraud works, how their scams work, what their eugenics agenda is of cutting off your resources, controlling you, bankrupting you to make you dependent on them, then when you read a book or see a movie or watch a television show, you're going to see the propaganda for yourself. And then you can make the decision for yourself what you're going to do, what you're going to say, what you're going to promote. I mean, really, that's the bottom line here. a few weeks ago and I watched the trailers for that film and read about it a little bit, I was like, because I'd read previous stuff he'd written, and I was like, man, this is a New World Order agenda. But I just said, I'm not going to talk about it. People can figure that out for themselves if they run into it, because I'm not going to spend time promoting it. I need to spend time talking about the solutions. And the biggest solution is identifying the global architecture, the system of world government, how they plan on funding it. And that is predominantly through fake climate taxes, through just the thousands of different things they're going to do, like taxing you for the meat you eat and for products you buy or sell that have a, quote, high carbon footprint, and putting tracker boxes in your car to tax you by the mile and to control your life so that they can force you to not commute and force you to not have free mobility and track everything you do. I mean, there's just so many things coming at us. And that's why I made Fall of the Republic. That's why I made the Obama Deception. Both of these films cover the climate tax, the climate fraud, the control, how they're not just federalizing but internationalizing all of our counties and cities and states through these international agendas. The big banks come in and tell counties and cities and states, oh, we'll give you this big loan. We'll give you this bond project, but you've got to agree to follow all these stipulations. It's exactly what the IMF and World Bank have done for 50 years plus in the third world. They come in and say, we're going to loan you $5 billion, say in Nigeria, at 30% compounding interest, but you've got to agree to only spend the money with this list of corporations, which are the same corporations that are owned by the same private central banks that loan that third world nation taxpayer money at interest. See how the scam works? You know, there's an article today, oh, Bank of America pays back the entire $45 billion they got of the TARP funds. Well, there's several levels to that fraud. That was only one group of monies that the banks got in that first $700 billion. It's over 23.7, and that number's 4 months old. In the first 10 months of the looting, they stole $23.7 trillion, according to Congress and Bloomberg. Who knows what it is now? No doubt over $30 trillion at the graph point where it left off, if you keep following the graph. But $23.7 trillion. And they're talking about paying back $45 billion. What they did is they take the $45 billion, they fractionally reserve it, they loan out 10 times that conservatively. So $45 billion turns into half a trillion. Then they loan that out to subsidiaries. It gets loaned out again and again and again. And then with the fiat money, they pay it back. With digital money, they pay back the original money that they leveraged. See, when you put $1 in a bank, they can loan out $10. But under the Glass-Steagall Act being ended in 1999, they just said we can have unlimited fractional reserve banking. We can turn $1 into $1 billion. So no one even knows what they've done. We just know it's 1.5 quadrillion in imaginary, made-up currency and credit that the banks made up that they then bought the planet with. And now they want to shut your resources off to make you poor, destitute slaves. Their own white paper state. This is not my opinion. And anyone that does any research on it knows we have more oil, more natural gas, more coal. But the globalists want to shut that off. They built the society and the civilization and the infrastructure on those systems. Our society in the West is laid out for automobiles. So what do? They take one of the oldest programs out of the playbook of war, siege, and say they're going to totally shut down society. The Soviets had plenty of resources, and their own manuals have been declassified, where they would shut off resources on purpose to make people be so destitute they couldn't rise up or stand up. So you'd be standing in line for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day just to get half a loaf of bread and one sausage to go home and feed your family. Don't you understand that? This is the system we're going into. That's why they want government-run health care. I've got an article today where the Democrats vote in the Senate to block a Republican amendment to not cut Medicare and Medicaid. Now, what type of upside-down world is that? Where the Democrats now, that see, they want to take over with government health care and then cut what you get. They just want the control. Since when is it the Republicans saying, don't cut people's Medicare and Medicaid? That's Associated Press. I'm not even saying the Republicans are good. If we never would have gotten government control, which we already have to a great extent, of health care, they couldn't be bringing us fully under their control right now. But what type of backwards world is it where the Republicans don't want people's health care cut? Like, where is that? Is that in my finance section? No, it's here in my stack. But that's going on. Oh, it's in the miscellaneous stack. I'm going to find it. Senate votes down GOP plan. Now, listen to this headline from the Washington Post. Senate votes down GOP plan to strip Medicare cuts from bill. Senate Republicans lost their first major challenge to the Democrat plan to overhaul the health care system as the chamber voted Thursday to reject the GOP proposal to strip the package of nearly $500 billion in Medicare cuts, its most important source of financing. See, Obama can cut your health care and be hailed as a loving socialist. Obama can put 80,000 more troops. It's not 35. He already put 40-something in the last 10 months. He can put in 80,000 more troops and start bombing Pakistan, and Code Pink runs out and starts hailing it. He can cut your medical care, and you love it because it makes you feel like a winner to have him up there. You feel like, oh, he beat John McCain. It was all theater. They boil it down to basically a Coke, Pepsi, Ford, Chevy, Dallas Cowboys versus the Redskins. They just boil it down to a mindless gruel and then force feed you with it. None of what you hear on the news is real. It's just all spin. You know, the big stories you hear about on television every night. Oh, the truth is in the newspapers, but it's all spun. It's just all a fraud. We have a giant criminal government seizing every area of the economy. Take the auto bailouts of 5 months ago, 6 months ago. On record. The $50-plus billion injected into the automakers went with strings attached so that GM could move to Europe, China, Mexico, and Brazil. Just Google the headline. $1 billion of bailout, $1 billion of auto bailout goes to GM plant in Brazil. But that's just one article I remember from memory. $1 billion of automaker bailout goes to GM in Brazil. And then you can read, oh, $3 billion to Opel in Germany. Oh, $5 billion to China. They're paying, the government is paying to take your jobs away, fools. Oh, Obama, I love you. Bail out the automakers. Oh, you're so sweet. They want you to lose your job. Do you understand? It's all lies. They've got articles today saying it's too good to be true. Jobless numbers lower from 10.2 to 10. It's incredible. And you know what? There's truth to that article. It is too good to be true because it's a lie. Real unemployment's at 22% by every major index. We'll talk about that in an hour and a half with Bob Chapman. 22% unemployment, and they're telling you, oh, it went down to 10. Just all lies. Your tax money went to move GM offshore. All right, I'm going to shut up and take calls. I'm just so sick of watching these criminals loot us. The big banks want a monopoly. They use government to create one. They've got to first ruin the economy to be able to consolidate it. Got it? They've got $1.5 quadrillion in cash they made up that they pulled out of a magic hat, out of their top hat. like a magician pulls a rabbit out with red eyes. While you were watching The Beautiful Assistant, while you were watching the NFL and drinking beer, you didn't watch what the bankers did. They were distracting you with The Beautiful Assistant, with the porn and the partying and the liquor, while you were being sold down the river. Why do you think these big banks are in power? Because they're ruthless, they're cunning, they're intelligent. So, of course, they're going to come out with fake grassroots movies teaching you why you're about to lose everything you've got, and then blaming it on the very bankers. You know, George Soros always goes up before Congress in the last year and talks bad about the bankers and how he's fighting him. Give me a break. He was one of the main financiers of Obama running the whole scam. But the parlor trick works. I see Democrat sites going, oh, look, George Soros is fighting the bankers. Isn't that sweet? We're being physically conquered by the paramilitary police and military. We're being economically conquered by the banks. And now they're going to shut your resources off. I cannot make it any clearer. I cannot make it any more straightforward, period. And I cannot stress enough to all of you that the time for screwing around is over. Everyone listening to me must get the DVD Fall of the Republic and the Obama Deception, the most effective films I've made that are about what's happening now and how it's by design, from their own documents, their own words. You must show it to your neighbors this weekend. You must show it to your school next week. You must show it to your professor. You must put it on your local access TV. You must give it to your local talk show host. Infowars.com. You can get a free Obama Joker t-shirt for a limited time. They're running out fast. You'll notice some of the sizes and some of the designs are gone. At Infowars.com. Or call toll free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. But this isn't pearls before swine. Sure, I need your financial support, but all I care about is defeating these people at the end of the day. That's what makes me get up in the morning. That my children not grow up as slaves in a literal nightmare 21st century version of the Soviet Union. Run by a bunch of crooks. And so that's why I tell you, just Google the term, Fall of the Republic. The first link that pops up is the Change the Channel version. It's not as good as the DVD, but it looks pretty darn good. You get that. You give it to your whole email list. You spread it out everywhere. I make a $200,000 film and give it to you for free because I want it to be seen. I want to beat these people. Don't sit there thinking you don't have power. This film exposes ClimateGate even before ClimateGate came out. Everybody's ready to see this. So you want to understand ClimateGate? Watch this. You want to understand the whole ball game? Watch this DVD. Give it to people this Christmas. Don't give them a bottle of wild turkey or a bottle of vodka. Don't give them a tie or a fruitcake. Give them Fall of the Republic and the Obama Deception, or Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. That's a great film to say. You want to understand ClimateGate? Watch this. Big Brother doesn't want you to see this. Or send it to your whole email list. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv, download high-quality versions of it. All right. Until Christmas, we've got 5-plus months free for people that sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to be posting for PrisonPlanet.tv members next week an hour-long Megadeth special, our behind-the-scenes interview, and so much more. Believe me, folks are going to see this at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls here. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you, man?
You know, it's the best of times, and yes, I hear you. That's how I was doing. It is the best of times, and it was the worst of times.
I hear you. Hey, I got a couple points. I don't know if you've touched on these, but you might have. I haven't caught every show. So I saw a couple weeks ago an announcement of a ship made out of the steel of the Twin Towers. And I know a lot of people wanted to get there, you know, for a reinvestigation. That was going to be an important part of the puzzle to get the residue off the steel and everything. What do you think about that? And the other question I had is that I heard some propaganda, or it might be not propaganda, of Iran saying that they refuse to cooperate and they're going to build 10 more nuclear facilities. that was on CNN this weekend. So between those two, I'd like to hear your reaction.
Yes, they did build a giant missile cruiser. I forget its name out of the steel, but the USS New York. But you can't get residue out of steel that's been re-smelted. But from different community centers and others that got pieces of the steel that was given to them by the government, folks were able to get the residue from those and find the thermite, the explosive thermite in it. On the subject of Iran, Iran gave in to the UN even more than any other country. Totally peaceful reactors, can't produce anything near the fissile material they need. And yes, Iran has said, look, we're building our own energy reactors, period. And so the West is saying, well, we're going to blow the daylights out of you. And they've had hoaxes where they say, oh my gosh, we found a secret Iranian facility. Yes, a week after Iran put out a press release saying, yeah, in 6 months to a year, we'll open this new plant. You can come inspect it now. And Iran goes, why should we even let you in here if you run around making up hoaxes that we're hiding facilities? So, I mean, again, this is a government and a media that tells you polar bears can't swim. This is a government and a media that told you he got yellowcake uranium in Iraq from Africa and that they had missiles that could blow up the U.S. in 45 minutes. Just, it's all lies.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Let's go to Eddie in Indiana.
Big John.
Eddie, you're on the air. Welcome.
Big John.
Ed, can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hey, your tip line is full, and
Anyway, I've been trying to get to you for about a week, but I have a 1,000-foot antenna on my shortwave radio, and you're only coming in about 50%. But here's a tip. Me and my wife are at a truck stop here at the corner of 31 and 30 in Indiana. And as you all know, the Hummers are made in South Bend, Indiana. But there was a convoy of them, about three or four semis there, and they had wax in the cars, you know, explosives and all that stuff coming out on the semis. And on one semis, it says, "We support law enforcement, Fraternal Order of Police." And the front ones, front two trailers, flatbeds, had Humvees loaded to bear with armory. And they were heading east towards New York, of course. But I got some pictures on my cell phone, but aren't very clear, but I can send them to you if you want.
Interesting, yeah. Send it to showtips@infowars.com. Anything else, Eddie?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. Let's talk to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, there's a new book out, Architects of Ruin, How Big Government Liberals Wrecked the Global Economy and How They'll Do It Again If No One Stops Them. It's by Peter Schweizer, and it's at Barnes & Noble. Starting in the 1960s, left-wing radicals, Barack Obama, Rahm Emanuel, Jesse Jackson, Barney Frank, Robert Rubin, Andrew Cuomo, Chris Dodd, Janet Reno, David Patrick, Deval Patrick, Henry Cisneros, Nancy Pelosi, Ted Kennedy, Charles Schumer, Hillbilly Clinton, and Saul Alinsky, and many others aggressively pushed banks to make trillions of dollars in subprime liar loans to individuals who should never have received them in the name of social justice. Meanwhile, Clinton forged a new form of state capitalism in which the big Wall Street financial companies were repeatedly bailed out with their profits intact from a series of costly errors, leading them to take ever larger risk.
Well, Dave, number one, do me a big favor and turn your radio off, because I really, really do want to be able to hear what you're having to say, and it becomes a distraction. Number two, I'm familiar with that book. I've seen the media promoting it. But that's only one wing on this bird of prey when they call it a leftist plan. And whereas it's true that Bill Clinton got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act along with the Republicans, and whereas it is true the Democrats pushed to give the subprime mortgage loans to poor people that had no way of paying it back at loan-sharking, you know, rates later, the Republicans were predominantly involved as well. And so, and you notice you were reading the back of the book, it was, you know, the mistakes the liberals made. They didn't make mistakes. They're not liberals. They're not conservatives. They're big banks who create all this money out of nothing and then tie it to the national debt to literally enslave us. That's how the banks get the real power. They don't want you to pay off the loan on the farm. They want the farm. It's something very simple that farmers knew 100 years ago in this country. Reagan started some of this business saying let Wall Street do whatever it wants, and Clinton expanded on it. And then George W. Bush expanded, and then Obama is expanding. Because as long as we say, oh, it's the liberals, oh, it's the conservatives, you know, the Democrats think when a Democrat gets in, they're saved, and when Republicans think when a Republican gets in, they're saved. And no, we're not going to have a good chief executive unless it's somebody like Ron Paul. They've got to recognize the real problem.
Yeah. I don't have my radio on. That's bleed over onto my phone line, maybe from a tap or something. But just one other thing. They took one 7-ton beam of that from the towers there and put it on that ship. I mean, that's like one little panel on it, plate on it. But that's all they used.
Interesting. Thank you, sir. I remember reading the article about the USS New York. We'll be right back with the second, third, and fourth hour. Bob Chapman in 1 hour on the economy. It is Friday, December 4th, 2009.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.